Sí.
Welcome to House of Whimsical Terror.
I'm Esther.
I'm Mary.
And we're coming to you today from Tucson, Arizona.
And we're telling real stories of the fantastical.
All of our stories are true or told to us as true.
Occasionally, we alter names to protect privacy.
Places for the same reason.
Today's story is Just Leave Now.
Yes. And we have a wonderful guest with us today.
We do.
Yes, Raven is with us, and she has some amazing stories. So we're going to get to hear one of them today. And if you take a look at the cover photo, that will inform you a little bit about some of the story once you hear it.
Mm-hmm,
you'll
mm-hmm.
be able to kind of look back at that.
Refer back to
but first, Raven, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And so we asked a while ago, like, where would you haunt?
Uh-huh.
And we were talking earlier, you told us where you would haunt if you came back as a spirit.
I would haunt national forests.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Hot springs, city parks, and libraries.
Oh,
libraries.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, big old libraries.
Those are all
some
of
great
our favorite places to go, too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to haunt a library.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, very appropriate. So we are super excited to have you. And I've known you a long time. And I was so delighted that you were interested in coming and being a guest with us. And we should probably tell our listening audience that we have a puppy.
Yes, that our Doberman. It is our little...
It's our other puppy.
Yeah.
Our other mascot puppy.
He's somewhat quiet, but just in case...
Just in case you hear sounds, it's probably him.
Yes, nothing supernatural. Just
perhaps not.
Super cute.
Super cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him home.
Oh, he loves you.
Yeah. So you have a very special story for us today.
Story that takes place in New Mexico, one of our favorite places.
Yes, yes. In the south central mountains of New Mexico, near Mescalero Indian Reservation and near a ski area and a sacred mountain, Sierra Blanca.
Mm.
And it takes place in a national forest, not too far from my home to where I could walk.
Oh, wow.
And I walk with my dog there regularly. Mm-hmm. And mostly it would be to watch the sunset and smoke a joint.
Nice.
Yeah.
At this tree where there was a rock where I could sit.
Right.
And who knows, I probably wasn't the only one at some point that was sitting there. And so I went there a lot. I was familiar, comfortable, safe, and very beautiful ponderosa pines.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And this one particular time, I don't remember, I probably had already smoked. And I was sitting there looking, maybe the sun had already gone down, but it was still light. And my dog was going around frantically to all these different trees, running from tree to tree.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's odd.
And I mean, it put me on notice, really. It put me on notice. Because he had never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was unusual.
Did he seem on alert or did he seem curious? How did he?
Maybe even both.
Okay.
Maybe both.
Uh-huh.
But just very worked up.
Oh.
Very worked up and snorting, not really digging, snorting and running from tree to tree.
Wow.
Yes.
Unusual.
Yes, very unusual. He had never done that before. And, I mean, so it put me on notice, and I felt a little scared. And I had never been scared there before. And, you know, just a little charge in the air or something, you know, kind of thing.
Yep.
And I heard in this voice from somewhere, you need to leave. You need to go. You need to leave now. And I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was frightened in the moment. And I looked down on the ground, and there was a piece of pottery, a small shard, of which I still have. And I grabbed it, and I took it in my hand. I hadn't ever found a pottery shard there before.
Yeah, and this is a place you went frequently.
Absolutely. It was like my backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And suddenly it's like a very clear, very visible.
It was like right there.
Whoa.
And I consider it a gift. And I was running down the trail or up the trail, and I was saying to myself, I don't know that I was saying it out loud, and my dog was coming with me. He was right there with me. I would take something else. I would take another gift. Is there something else? Is there something else? I mean, I wanted more.
And part of that was you wanting verification or validation that you were supposed to be
leaving
quickly.
It was more of personal, honestly. For me, that kind of stuff is very personal. I find it very personal to have a connection like that, even though I was scared and it put me on notice and my dog was acting very different. I still, when I requested that, I was speaking to something that I felt could know what I meant or offer, give me another offering. I mean, that's what it felt like.
Share with you.
Share with me.
Yeah.
And so then I found another little artifact that is like a, it looks like a piece of rock with, what would you say?
Like carvings.
Yeah, like, what's the description?
Like tines or teeth or.
Yeah.
They're pointy.
Like a little scraper. It could be a little scraper of some sort. And it has a certain feel on it. It's not rough all over. And then there are those little teeth on it.
Yeah. And very unusual.
Very unusual. And so I found that at the top of the trail. And, you know, I was like, okay, you know, an experience. And then also...
So you were having an exchange with whatever the energy or the beings or the forest, whatever was happening. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. And it's wonderful to be able to speak about it. Close friends know this story, you know. So, yes.
And you spoke about what was happening with the forest to us.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. So a day or two after, because I didn't live that far from this area, I heard chainsaws buzzing.
Oh, wow.
Chainsaws buzzing.
Yeah.
And there were... a lot of the pine beetles in the trees there. And so apparently the Forest Service was cutting down the trees in the area where my dog was going
to each tree
and sensing whatever it was. I mean, there was energy there. There was energy there. Mm-hmm. And so I later learned that, yes, the bark beetle, the Forest Service, all that. And I did go back and see the cut trees, like, I don't know, like after they left, maybe the day after they left or the afternoon after they left. And, I mean, I felt sad. Mm-hmm. I felt sad. So.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think in terms of, like, these are old trees. These are tall, mm-hmm. old trees.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not old growth trees, but yes.
Pretty old.
Yes. Yes, old, these are old trees.
Cutting trees that have maybe a sacred nature to them based on some of the things that you found there.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder about cutting those trees and spirits that are supposed to be in the tree, with the tree, part of the tree, being released and maybe angry about that.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. I definitely feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a wonderful observation. And to me, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Even though, I mean, obviously, there were bark beetle issues,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean it makes the pain of displacement for those spirits any less.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, without a doubt. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And it was so close. It happened so close together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, this is something we should do a Midnight Circle on. There have been scientific studies about trees communicating with each other, and they aren't even the same, you know, species of tree, mm-hmm. and farther away, like communicating farther away. And I don't know how they track this, but I knew at one point. And I just wonder if there was a warning going out and you were resonant with the trees and heard that warning, you know, that, I mean, trees can't leave, but you can.
Right.
And you did.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely, Esther. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you had some other gifts from the earth there.
Mm-hmm. Also near the house by the dog run, some Apache tears appeared up out of the ground.
This is so fascinating. And they're so beautiful.
They're so beautiful. And they're in the episode photo for this episode, so people can appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. So I've had them for a very long time. Mm-hmm. This was a very long time ago that I was given these gifts. And
wow, and they just appeared. And so Apache tears are known as a stone that people carry to protect against negativity, to neutralize negativity and bad happenings.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
Yeah.
What a beautiful gift.
Very, very.
Yeah.
And I will say that at some point, like, quite a few years ago, again, I had made an art project and I put one of the stones in the art project, and it was imminent. I was woken up by the stone saying, "Get me out of here," because I had wrapped the stone and immobile, and it was hanging, and it was imminent that the stones need to be together, that it wasn't it wasn't anything else. And so, I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
She wanted to be with her sisters, and you.
Yeah.
And they've been together for so many years, decades.
So many years, decades, decades. Yeah. And I mean, they're a part of that, really, that I feel like when I die, I would like for, I don't know, I would like for someone to take them. Or, I mean, depending on, I don't know what's going to happen with my body, but yes, they are very sacred to me. Mm-hmm. I hold them very sacred.
Yeah.
I hold them very sacred.
Yeah. And you've been their caretaker, so you've kept them together and you've kept them, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. close and revered them.
Yes. Something I've known about you for all these years is you have such a deep and beautiful connection to the earth. You're an avid trekker and have been places like you'll post photos and I'm just like, oh, wow. So amazing. How do we even find these places? And I think that it's just such a wonderful opportunity for us to have a chance to hear these stories, because these are the pieces of being in nature and communing with nature that people don't. It's such a mystical thing. But anyone, really, it's available if they're willing to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And listen,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
to have a chance to share some of these, like you were saying, like these are the fantastical stories, you know.
They truly are.
We have some coming up with you that we're very yeah. excited to hear about that are, very fantastical. And I won't give anything away.
No.
So stay tuned and we'll have Raven back.
We will.
With some more.
Thank you. I'd love to come back. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're grateful that you're here. And our dog was quiet.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's in heaven right now because he's eating all the pets.
All the pets. So thank you all for joining us. And please come back and listen to more stories and share. But for now, so long, good friends. Until next time when we meet. Back at the house.